Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Golding.com. How are you?
I'm all right.
So I have got endometriosis and ovarian cysts, large ovarian cysts, need to get removed. And I have flare-ups every now and then where I'm just in awful pain. And this kicked off on Saturday. I've basically been laid up since Saturday. Luckily, the drugs that I've got at home have kept a lid on it, so I've not had to go into hospital. Which is good, but my kids have been with their dad since Saturday, and rather than me living my best life, making the most of my time child free, I've actually just been laying on the settee watching Top Boy, which in all fairness has been very nice. It's, if you haven't watched it, I highly recommend it. I have watched it right from the start because I watched the very first season and then didn't watch any more because life. And it's absolutely brilliant. I can't recommend it enough. And I'm also in love with Kano, which I didn't know until recently. Anyway, my friend sent me a screenshot the other day of the news because they were talking about gynecological waiting times. And in February 2020, 66 women had to wait more than a year for treatment. And in February 2022, it was over 27,000. So she sent me a message saying, yeah, you're on that waiting list. And I was like, no, I'm not. I'm not even on the waiting list yet. Because I've got to have surgery to remove the cysts and the endometriosis. But they haven't decided what surgery I need yet. So I'm not on the waiting list yet. So, yeah. So just a little insight into the joys of the NHS at the moment. If only we had, what was it, 250 billion or 350 billion a week to put into it. Anyway, this week I was joined by the lovely Kelly. Kelly does a podcast called Single Mum Stories, and she hit me up to go on that. And I had such a lovely chat with her. I asked her if she'd want to come on mine, so she did. But I hope you enjoy it. Sorry about the little moan at the start, but I'm just spreading the information because I think the more people that know about how crippling these gynecological issues can be, it's important because period pain, well, it's not period pain, but it's kind of linked, I suppose. But it's just seen as something you have to put up with, but it's not. Trust me. But yes, lecture over. Here's Kelly.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Work. Work.
So, hello.
Hello.
So, we've had... So, lovely Kelly is in Vegas. Mm-hmm. And we arranged to do the podcast and set the time. And then I was faffing around because I had loads of stress. And then was late and then was waiting for Kelly. And then realised that, of course, the clock's changed. So, it's an hour earlier... Later, I don't
all
know.
So confusing, and I forget about that.
Really confusing. So you do have it in America, don't you, where they change the times?
Yes, and we had it a few weeks ago.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Like a few weeks ago. But then you had it last week.
Yeah, last on Sunday. Yeah.
Yeah. So
on
then
Mother's Day, ironically, we lost an hour of sleep.
Oh, I forget that you do Mother's Day different day than we do. Yes.
Yeah.
Uh huh.
Mm-hmm. I don't really understand why that is.
I don't either.
No.
Yeah.
Or we'd change the clocks at a different time. Do you do it for the farmers as well? Is that why everyone does it for
It is. Farmers? But over here they're discussing not doing it anymore.
Yes. Have they said that they are doing that in a state, or does everyone have to agree?
So Arizona is the only state currently that doesn't. And okay. I guess they give the states the choice. I don't know. It's all very confusing to me. But if they do that, then in the winter, it's not going to be light out until like 9 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
It's going to be weird. So
but
I personally
prefer it to be lighter in the evenings than I do in the mornings.
Okay.
I don't mind if it doesn't get light till 9 o'clock. I'd mm-hmm. rather have that because I hate it when it gets dark in the evenings early.
Yeah.
Personally. And
I hate
losing the hour when the clocks change.
I know. Yeah, especially with kids. Like, my kids were a mess for days.
Yeah, it really takes a long time for them to get over it. Because they just don't get it.
No. And what was weird here this fall or this spring, they just decided to not have school the following day for no reason, teachers or students. And I was like... They did this because they don't want to deal with children the day after daylight savings change. Like, why else would they do it?
Wow. But that's another thing, because my friend lives in San Jose.
Yeah.
And like the whole school thing, like sometimes schools can just shut because they haven't got any money.
Yeah, it's a random day that they just decide not to go to school where we have to figure it out. So it's great.
Mm-hmm. And also with the massive holidays as well, because obviously the summer, they have like 2.5 months off, don't they?
Yeah, you don't do that?
No, we have six weeks.
Oh, yeah. So we have spring break in 2 weeks, which is like 10 days. And then 4 weeks later, not even, school's out until August.
Oh, my God. Yeah, of course, because it's just so early. So how do you deal with that? Because it always fascinates me. I mean, my friend, she doesn't work. She doesn't have, like, a full-time job. She kind of does bits and pieces, but she's primarily, like, a mum, you know?
Yeah.
But I'm like, what do you do with your kids for that amount of time? But she's there. What if you're both working full-time jobs?
Yeah. Well, my ex doesn't help at all in the summer, so I... figure it out. I mean, I try to find camps. And then because
but
I work for myself.
They cost a fucking fortune.
They
do. She was telling me one, it was like, I think it was $90 a day. And they didn't give them lunch. And it finished at like 1 o'clock in the afternoon. So it wasn't even a day.
Yeah, it's crazy. So that, and then thankfully I just work for myself. So I just try to keep them busy, try to schedule my stuff at certain times so I can get them outside. once in a while I'll pay for a babysitter to come and help me.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a shit show for the whole summer.
Do you have family close by that can help you out?
My parents just recently moved here about a year ago, but they don't help.
Okay. Where did they move from? Where are you from?
Michigan.
Michigan.
Yeah.
So is that...
So they moved here for the weather.
Okay.
But not to really
help.
So everybody's like, oh, that's great. Your parents moved. And I'm like, no, it's nothing has changed in my life.
And they don't help?
No.
At all, really?
No.
Oh, wow.
No. They're very busy.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's fair enough. I mean, yeah.
Yeah. So it's okay. I've never had their help. So it's not, you know, it's not like I'm missing something.
That's the thing, isn't it? If you never have it, then you don't miss it.
Yeah.
But so you contacted me to come on your podcast because you do single mum stories, and your other podcast is called She Won't Settle.
She Doesn't Settle.
She Doesn't Settle. I like that.
Yes.
So how did you come to doing these podcasts?
I started She Doesn't Settle like, oh gosh, almost 3 years ago now.
Oh, wow.
And it was just an extension of my business. I work primarily with women. I do work with men too, but mostly women. And that really kind of became the theme of my work, right?
So what do you do?
I am a career and wellness coach. So kind of a hybrid, right? If we're not taking care of ourselves, we can't show up in our career. If we're miserable in our career, we can't show up in our life. So it's really kind of both of those things.
How did you come to doing that?
Well, after I had my second son, I was working in corporate. My background is primarily in publishing. And prior to that, I went to school for mental health and wellness.
Okay.
So when I had my second son, I was really struggling with just managing everything. At the time, I was still married. He traveled all the time. So I was trying to figure out a way to just go out on my own in my business. And that felt like the natural thing to do. So I went and got some certifications, and that's where it kind of turned into.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you started doing the business, and then why did you start the podcast?
Because I do a lot of speaking, or did pre-COVID.
Yeah.
And it was kind of just an extra way for me to communicate, to have conversations. Yeah. It felt like a natural thing.
Yeah.
And I had fun with it. So, yeah.
I like it.
I know.
So when did you become a single parent?
6 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
Same.
My youngest was a little over a year. He was like a year and a half old. And my oldest was 3. So both in diapers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you got two boys.
Two boys.
Yeah. See, mine, I think my Juno was 18 months and Lola was 4.
Yeah.
So she was a bit older. Yeah. So what happened? Was it kind of coming for a long time and then it happened? Or was it a shock split?
No, it was... It never should have happened.
Okay.
We got married. I'm using air quotes because we went through a Vegas drive-thru.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Across the street from an adult bookstore. I still remember that. I was pregnant.
Okay.
And like 3 months pregnant, needed insurance. So why wouldn't you get married?
Why did you, so you, did you have to get married to get the, sorry, I'm very, I don't know about.
Yes, here in America, I had left my job to start my business, a different business, like business consulting at the time.
Right.
And I didn't have insurance, and his insurance would have covered like all the maternal, like all of the things, right? So
you got
that's what we did.
Yeah. Wow.
And there were so many red flags. What's that?
Do you think that happens a lot?
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unfortunately for me, there were a lot of red flags very early on. We weren't together that long. Like I always say, we were together long enough to have two kids. And there were a lot of red flags. He was very toxic, emotionally abusive, verbally abusive. And I just rode that roller coaster for a long time. I asked for a divorce so many times. I thought I was crazy because that personality makes you think that you're the problem. And I remember being pregnant with my second son and so afraid that I was something was going to happen to him because we would get in these horrible like situations and my heart would race and, you know, all of this stuff. And I just remember thinking like, this isn't good for the baby. Finally, I agreed. Like I was done before having the second one. But we were living in a different state. I didn't have any like support, couldn't get a job like as easily. So we moved back to Las Vegas and I saw that as my opportunity to figure out how to leave. So we agreed to go to therapy together. It lasted three sessions. I finally emailed the therapist and I was like, look, this isn't working. Every time we come home from a therapy session, he loses his mind. It's getting worse. Because as they say, like an abusive personality, it might start off emotionally and mentally, but then it will escalate to physical the more that they get comfortable. She called me into her office separately and said, Kelly, I know that you're staying with him because of the boys, but you need to leave because of the boys. And she gave me a book to read, which was called like The Abusive Something. I read it from cover to cover in 24 hours and then I asked for a divorce. That was it. I just needed somebody to finally say like, you need to leave because for so long I was wanting somebody to tell me that it wasn't okay what I was experiencing, but you know, people don't say anything. So until after.
And how did he respond when you told him that?
You know, I think he knew like the writing had been on the wall and I had been pushing for it for a long time. And so he didn't put up much of a fight at that point. But prior to he did. So
what is his relationship with the boys now? Does he see them? You said that he doesn't help during the summer, but does he have a relationship with them?
He does. He sees them like every other every Friday. And then every other weekend he'll have them for an additional day.
Okay. Do they stay over?
They do.
They do. Is he close by? Is he in Vegas?
He is in Vegas. Yeah.
But he doesn't do any school runs or anything like that. No.
Yeah.
And what's their relationship like with him? Do they like spending time with him?
They do, because every time they go to his house, it's like a vacation. It's like fun. We have all these plans and get to eat all this great food. And, you know, it's just, it's different because it's not real, the, you know, normal day to day. So they love it. Occasionally, my oldest will have a meltdown and won't go. I went through a really hard period of time for about probably a year where he would hide because he didn't want to go. And since he's been in therapy, that has gone away.
Was it that he didn't want to leave you or he didn't want to be with his dad?
He didn't want to leave me. I don't, because once they're there, they're fine. It's that whole like leaving me that is challenging for them.
Well, and especially after COVID, I think as well. Did they see their father throughout that period or was it?
No. For the first few months, they didn't really see him at all. And then we started to go back to the schedule of what we have now.
Well, I think that, that whole thing, because my youngest doesn't like leaving me. She's not, It's funny because she's the one that doesn't like leaving me, but she's always been all right going with her dad. But it's my eldest who has not really wanted to spend time with her dad. So that's quite interesting. But the whole COVID thing, my kids were all right because they quite like being at home. Yeah. And my youngest one was at home with me all the time. So she was loving it, really.
Yeah.
But then obviously that's not been good when they've, when we went back to school, because when she first started school, she had a lot of, she didn't want to go because she didn't want to leave me. So then after the COVID break, she kind of went back. She didn't go back to stage one. It wasn't as bad, but she definitely, she didn't want to go in. We had a lot of tears at the school gates and.
Yeah. Oh yeah. There was a lot of anxiety going back for sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But yeah, she's Juno's seeing a therapist and that's really, really helping at the moment. So touch wood.
Do you have both of them in therapy or just one?
No, I don't. Just one. But I think that I'm going to do, because June, I've spoke with her therapist this week, actually, and she said, like, she's, are you happy with her progress? I think we should look to kind of it coming to an end now. I was like, yeah, brilliant. But I think that I'm going to now get.
Yeah, that's what I think I'm going to do.
Oh, really?
because this weekend, when my young, when they were supposed to go for the night to their dad's, my youngest was crying under the coffee table that he didn't want to go. So I was like, okay, I guess it's time to do the other one.
It's great, but I just think I think doing this now will obviously benefit them. Like, nothing bad is going to come from it, and hopefully it will give them the tools that they need later in life.
Yeah,
you know. So
yeah,
but yeah, it's just all on you. I think that's the problem, because it's obviously my decision to do all this stuff, and I do. Their father is involved, and he completely supports it. And you know, but it is. It's just like it's another thing to.
You're the one doing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Another problem. So when did you start the Single Mum Stories podcast?
I just started that about a month ago, so it's new.
Okay.
Yeah.
So why did you decide to do that?
You know, I've been wanting to do it for the last couple of years, but I just didn't have the time. And I think for me, it was born out of the need for me to feel like I can have conversations with women who understand my life, because all the women that I am friends with, you know, they're all paired up, have a husband, or they don't have kids.
Okay.
So nobody can understand what my life is like. I can't talk to them about things where they understand. And also I feel weird talking about it. I don't want to come off as somebody who, you know, can't keep it together. not that I'm not keeping it together, but it's just so different. And I feel like my friends, filter what they say to me, because they don't want to come off as complaining because they have somebody. And I always say to them, look, everybody has their own challenges. You can have a partner and still have, that's a whole other set of challenges, right? Yeah. Like, I don't have to deal with somebody. I get to make all the decisions.
Yeah.
Whereas when you have a husband or a wife, a partner, you're having to talk about all these things. So. Yeah. So yeah, I've never had a community of people who really understand my life, and it felt like a really fun project. And I know how much of a challenge it was at the beginning. So if somebody can hear these stories and feel less alone, that makes me happy.
So what happened then? When did he leave the family home? Was that an effort to get him out, or did he go off quite nicely?
Yeah, I asked him to leave, and he did. And I immediately sought a lawyer, and we took care of that. It was challenging because I was in the middle of growing my business too. So there was just this extra element of holy crap, how am I going to do this?
Kids?
My kids were so young. They have no idea.
Okay.
They don't remember us ever being together, which I actually feel good about that. I don't have to, they don't have memories of us ever. I think, you know, the first time I had to have a conversation was probably last year when my oldest started to recognize like, oh, my friends have like a dad and a mom and they live together and they're married. And so my oldest son said, Mommy, have you ever been married? And so I had to explain, you know, but they don't remember us living together. So this is normal for them, this whole thing.
Same. That's my, I mean, my eldest does remember him being there, but my youngest, she hasn't got a clue. Yeah. And my eldest, she has got a very good memory, but it's obviously only like snapshots, isn't it? It's not, you know. And how did he, was it hard kind of getting the arrangements in place for when he'd see the kids? Was there, was it hard
working? No, because we went strictly by the parenting agreement that was put in place through the legal system.
Oh, okay, so. Of course, because it was all, done properly. How long did it all last, the divorce process?
Well, here in Las Vegas, you can get married and divorced very quickly.
Oh,
sadly, there's no like, you know, we're in Michigan where I'm from, you have to be separated for a year before you can even file for a divorce. Here, it takes 2 weeks.
2 weeks. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. It, wow. If you have like a battle over property or money or anything like that, it can take longer.
Yeah.
But we didn't have a lot, so it was pretty cut and dry.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah.
And how, because you said it's hard, you feel like you don't want to moan or your friends don't want to moan to you because obviously you're on your own. And I get that. I get when people are moaning about their day or their relationship or whatever, and they were like, oh, but you know, you find it really hard. And I'm like, actually, it's easier because I'm not pissed off because I'm waiting for someone else to do something. I just get on and do it. And I not all of the women that I know, but the majority of women that I know do everything anyway. Mm-hmm. So, and I did. I mean, he did cook and he did help. He did help, but I had to ask for the help. It wasn't like, oh, there's the washing basket's full, I'll put a wash on. You know, it's like, can you do this or can you do that? You know, it's my house and I'm asking you to help, you know. So, and exactly what you said, it's nice not having to manage that or ask, not someone's permission, but it's easier just to get on with it and do it yourself. But I do have the, it's funny when other people are like, oh, I don't want to moan to you. But I'm like, but especially during lockdown, watching some people's relationships or knowing how their relationship is and then thinking, oh my God, she must just be around with him all the time. Or, you know, and I didn't have any of that.
No, and I think too, what I noticed was, you know, there's a lot of parents who are used to having childcare help and having the other parent help and all these things. And then all of that was taken away during lockdown where we... Nothing changed. So I felt really bad for all of the parents who were used to having help. And then it just got completely taken away from them because they're so used to it. And I think that they struggled far more than, you know, we did.
Yes. Yes. Definitely. Kind of, But how did you find it in the early days?
I cried a lot.
Yeah. Were you good with the relationship at all?
No, I was very happy to be done with that. Yeah, like, that was a relief, and I was happy.
Yeah.
Tears were just the challenges of having two very little kids. Like, morning and nighttime were really hard, as you know. Like, just the scramble of trying to get them ready and out the door. And then at night, I struggled with bedtime and baths and just... and then I think I've talked about this on my podcast. The biggest challenge for me was like experiencing life with the two of them, but not having somebody to talk to about it. Right. Yeah, like to share the stories or to talk about like a behavior that was hard. And eventually I got used to it and it just became normal. But initially it was like something would happen and okay, I guess I'm gonna deal with it and not talk about it. Right. But yeah, I think the hardest part for me, even though, and it still is, even though they don't go that often to their dads, the first few times I didn't know what to do with myself.
Yeah, yeah.
I was just like completely lost on the floor crying. Like,
yeah.
Who am I without these two? What am I going to do without them? And even now I struggle with filling my time because I, especially after COVID, I'm just so used to being with them.
Yes. Yeah. So what do you do? Are you dating?
I am. I am dating someone. And that's been another challenging part of it because, you know, my priority is the boys and work. And we don't see very much of each other. And he's okay with that. So it works.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just a different kind of relationship. And I spend my time usually trying to get work done since my work hours are shorter because I'm responsible for them.
Yeah.
So any Saturday that I get to myself, I work, try to see friends, right. Do something for myself.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And how did you, were you on the apps dating?
Oh, I did that first.
You did. How was that?
I did not like it.
Yeah.
At first it was kind of fun because it was just funny to go through it and see all the people. Although the first month of using it, my ex-husband showed up on my app and then I freaked out and I put it away for a long time because I was like, it was like as if he could see me, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God, no. I did do that for a while. And then the person I ended up dating, I had already known a long time ago. So
Yeah. And what else do you do? Do you have, because like for me, I do know quite a lot of single mums.
That's so good. That's quite nice. Lucky
because I do have kind of like a group.
Yeah.
Or I have got a lot of mum friends that I've got husbands that are quite happy to let them go out and do whatever. So I have got, and I'm not that I go out much. Do you know what I mean? But it's, I have got quite a good social circle. But do you like to make plans for your free time or are you quite happy to just not do anything because you're so busy the rest of the time?
Yeah. You know, I originally, like the first couple of years, I like to take advantage and make plans. And I think partially that was like, I was too afraid to be alone, like too uncomfortable. And so I did, I filled like all of my, you know, available time with people and things. And I don't know if it's because of COVID or if I'm just kind of done with that.
Yeah.
But now a lot of my time is for me. Like I need to recharge and I recognize like I carry a lot of stress just from managing all of the things. And I'm better if I allow myself to have some downtime alone.
Yeah.
So it's a mix. Like I'll schedule, I have like a couple of girlfriends that I have like a regular lunch date with in the month. So I keep that going and, you know, other things like that, but it's less.
Yeah. I think that happens though. And especially because that's what I find. I don't always want to make plans. So my kids, it's school holidays for the next 2 weeks.
They're not in school?
No, they're not in school. We have quite a lot of, we don't obviously don't have the big summer holidays, do we? So we have quite a lot of like 2 and 1 week
week
breaks. But it's Easter, so we've got the 2 weeks off for Easter. And their father has said that he wants to have them for the whole of the first week, which has never happened before. And I was like, okay. I wish I'd known because I could have made some plans. But I was like, do they know? And he's like, yeah, I'm sure we've spoken about it. But I asked them and they didn't have a clue and they don't want to go for the whole week. They're quite happy to go for a few days, but it's, so I'm a bit like, well, I don't, yeah, I'm like, if they don't want to be there for the whole time, that's fine. I haven't made any plans. I'm not going to probably make any plans now because I'm like, I'm just going to probably chill out and catch up on some work stuff. And I might, I always think when they're not here, I'm going to clean the house. And I don't know what that's about. Because I
do that too.
Anyway, like it's not like it's dirty. I clean every week, but I'm just like, oh, I could go through the kitchen cupboards or... But I don't know if that's... Because I'm like, why the fuck aren't I going out? Why don't I make plans?
Yeah, I think you're trying to busy yourself.
But yeah. But then... Mm-hmm. But then I quite enjoy that. And uh-huh. It's just... It's a list of things that I need to do. But then that list of things is self-imposed. Like, it doesn't matter if I don't clean the kitchen cupboards. Like, I'm the only person that gives a shit. My kids don't care. No one else cares.
No.
But, yeah, I was...
How does he handle it if you go back to him and say they don't want to come for the whole week?
It depends. It depends. Like, when I did message that, his response was, well, he's working. So basically his girlfriend's made plans for them. Which I was a bit like, that's lovely. But then if you're having them to spend time with them, but you're at work, I don't really know. That's a bit weird. But his response was basically, if you want to come and get them, you can come and get them. But then you're going to need to bring them back. He lives like in a different county from me. It's like 30 miles away. It's not too far, but you know, but yeah, I was a bit like, well, that's not, I plan and we're organized. I'm spontaneous as well, but most of the time we kind of know what we're doing, and to kind of have that thrust upon us that, oh, okay, so the whole next week, you're not going to be here. You're going to be,
especially kids. Yeah. My kids would not handle that well.
No. And also, it's different if you say, look, this is what is planned for all this time, then that's different. But then that's a communication thing. I'm sure that if I'd contacted his girlfriend, you know, we'd have a better understanding of what was actually going to happen. But it's just all, you know, I don't think men communicate as well as women do. So, yeah, but it's... My thing as well is I don't deal with things when I need to deal with them. I will kind of sit on something and think about it, which is good because then I'll kind of figure out what I want to do. But I should have messaged him the other day and just said, look, this isn't going to happen. We need to sort out what is going to happen. But I've just thought, I'll just deal with that later. Cause just because I don't want to deal with the confrontation and the response that I know that I'm going to get, because it's not going to be an easy, pleasant conversation. There's going to be, or it might be, it depends what mood he's in. Or what day he's having, you know, he might respond saying, yeah, that's fair enough. You know, this can happen or that can happen, but I'm not going to know until it started. And I have to feel like I've got it in me and I've just got my period.
That's not a good time
at the moment because I'm just knackered. And plus everything else, you know, it's just another thing then. Also, I've got to now facilitate his wanting to spend a week with them, but they don't want to because it's my problem, even though really that's his, you know. But yeah. mm-hmm. But yeah, I was thinking that today. I was thinking, oh, because I've got this week. And initially I phoned my friend up and I was like, right, I've got the whole week to myself. What are we going to do? Because she's like a freelancer. But then I was a bit like, oh, I don't know if I can be bothered to do anything because it would be quite nice just to not do anything because I'm so busy the rest of the time. But then... there's that pressure.
Yeah, you feel like you're wasting that time, that precious time that you get.
Yeah.
I get it. It's this whole like, but I should take advantage of this. But then the other side of you is like, but you never get this time. So why would you try to fill it with more things?
Exactly.
Yeah. It's a...
But I just thought, I'm just going to see. I'm like, because I really like, we've got an art gallery in central London that I really like going to because there's a particular artist there. And I just love going to look at his stuff because it just makes me feel really calm. And every year on my birthday, I'm like, right, we're going to the Tate, and we never go because my birthday is on the 3rd of January, so it's always shit weather.
Yeah.
Someone's always sick. We never do it. So I was like, right, I'm going to go to the Tate. That was my first thing to think. I'm going to go and do that, but I probably won't end up doing it because it's a bit of a schlep to get. It's kind of over the other side of London that I mean, it's really not a big thing. It's I've got a tube I can get on the tube and get there. It's not a big, but because it's out of my normal routine. And
oh yeah,
since COVID, it is kind of a bit more of an effort to get out and,
yeah,
you know. So, but I'll just say, I'm not going to put any pressures on myself.
Nope.
I'll just say.
Maybe it can be a spontaneous thing.
Yeah. But then also I do like taking the girls, even though they hate it. I'm like, it's good for you to see some art and culture.
Yep.
And it's nice to share it with them as well, you know.
It is, yeah.
So I'll see. We have got a whole another week to fill as well. Because also, I never really make plans for half term because I always end up being really busy. I never make plans and there's always a million things come up. So I'm just like, whatever. So coaching, how do you get your clients? Do you advertise yourself or is it like word of mouth?
It's a little bit of both. It's word of mouth. I find people or people find me through the podcast.
Yeah.
I do some work inside organizations. So sometimes I get clients from, you know, doing workshops. So it's a mix. Yeah.
Yep. So what kind of stuff do you coach?
What do you mean?
Well, like, what do you, so is it career? It's career and personal.
Wellness. So it's wellness first. So yeah. I'm a big believer in taking care of ourselves, which I've had to learn as a single mother in order to be able to think clearly, to go after goals, to show up, right, to be focused, all these things. And so that's foundational to my coaching. And then what we work towards is the career piece. So a lot of times I'm working with people who hate their job or are miserable at work and we figure out why. So is it because you're not taking care of yourself or is it because you're in an environment that's unhealthy or is it because it's time to just switch gears completely?
Yeah.
And then we figure out how to make that happen. I am a certified Enneagram coach.
What does that mean?
Enneagram is a personality assessment that is really useful.
Oh, wow. In,
yeah. So it's a tool that helps you understand yourself, your motivations, how you show up in the world and why. And so that's a really helpful tool for me in coaching as well as for individuals to understand themselves better, right?
How many different personality types are there? Is there like a set thing that everyone falls into?
Well, it's what I love about the Enneagram is that you're not put in a box, right? There's so many, like it's very multifaceted. So you and I might be the same number, but then we have a different, instinct and we have different wings and stuff like that. So there's a lot of different elements to it that makes us all very different.
Yeah.
And understanding who we are and then others. So like I'll do coaching inside teams so that they can understand who they're working with, where their strengths are, right? All of that stuff.
Yeah.
So it's super fun.
Oh, that sounds really interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
How did you get interested in that?
The Enneagram, I actually took an Enneagram assessment years ago and found it really helpful for myself and then thought, you know, this would be a really fantastic tool to add on to what I do. And so I became certified to do that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that must be really interesting.
It is. It's really interesting. It's really helpful for me so that I can say, okay, this is what you're motivated by. Here are like the things that, you know, hold you back. Here are the things that you're worried about, right? Here are all these, this is where you excel.
Yeah.
Let's look at all of this as we think about what's next for you, right? Yeah.
Oh, it's exciting. And how do you find doing all this and the podcast and everything around the kids? Are you in some kind of rhythm with it now or do you still feel like it's all
I think mad? That when you don't have a lot of time, you figure out how to use it, right? There's that saying that's around the idea of we use the amount of time we have available to us, right?
Yep.
So I don't have a ton of time. And so I have to be very strategic about how I use it. I also do a lot better under pressure. I don't do well when I have like 8 hours of nothing to do.
Yeah.
Like it's very difficult. So I have to make sure that I have specific things planned. I'm really good at time management, you know, carving out that time, focus, eliminating distractions, all those things.
Yeah. And what are you doing for spring break? Are you doing anything? Or are you working and finding
childcare? Yeah, we're just going to wing it. We're going to wing it. we'll probably take a few hikes and maybe go to the pool. But
Is it hot all the time in Vegas?
No. Our winters are actually pretty cold.
Really?
It's just a different kind of cold. Yeah, it's a dry cold. So it cuts right through you. And we have really awful wind.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, like 30 plus mile per hour wind gusts and
Wow.
Yeah. Yep.
But then how?
Yeah, so people think that like Vegas is, you know, really warm in the winter.
Yeah. But how long is your winter? Do you have more of a summer than you do a winter or is it same?
Yeah, and we really don't have seasons. So like fall is 2 weeks long. Spring basically is the same. And then you have like winter and summer.
Wow.
Yeah. So I miss like, I love fall. It was my favorite season growing up. Favorite time of year. We just don't get that out here.
Where is Michigan?
Michigan is like west of New York and east of Chicago.
Okay.
Right next to Chicago. Yeah, on the other side of the lake.
Oh, so it gets cold then?
It does. Yeah. Lots of snow. It's very damp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you go back at all?
I used to, but my parents moved here like a year ago. So there's not a lot left there for me to go visit. I have some cousins and some uncles. So yeah, I'd love to take a trip with the boys in one summer just to visit. Yeah. So maybe that'll be a plan.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for coming on to talk to me.
Thanks
I'll put
for having me.
Links to your podcast and everything and also your business
site.
Send me the details to that because I'll share everything.
I will. Thanks so much for talking with me.
Well, thank you for coming on. It's nice to see you again.
You too.
And we'll say bye and then I'll say bye properly. So bye. Thank you.
Bye.
Hi. So yeah, I hope you enjoyed that. I'm going to put links to Kelly's podcasts and socials so you can check them out. She's really lovely. And it is so nice. That's why I started this podcast. It's just nice to connect with people who have the same story as you. Because when you don't feel isolated or alone in your situation, it brings comfort and support. So, yeah. But if you have any guest recommendations, please let me know. Or any topics you think I should discuss. Check out the Epic Mum Chat on YouTube. We've had a bit of a delay with our latest episode because we're both single parents and it's Easter holidays. But a new one will come up soon.
Work.
So yeah, I hope you're having a good Easter holiday.
Work.
Whatever you're doing. Hopefully the sun will come out this week.
Work.
Big love to you all. Stay safe and sane.
Work.
And thank you for listening. All right, big love. Bye bye.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.